Could I read a brief statement that I've just dictated based on some statements made by Mr. Gromyko?
Yeah.
At the 23rd Communist Party Congress, Foreign Minister Gromyko stated that the solution to the conflict in Vietnam could be settled if three provisos were agreed to. One, the United States to stop bombing North Vietnam. Two, the United States to withdraw its troops. And three, quote, it, the United States, must stop trampling on the Geneva Agreements and Indochina, unquote. President Johnson, in seeking avenues towards the conference table and peace in that war-torn country, has stated many times that if unconditional negotiations were agreed to, the bombing would stop. He also said that we would be very happy to withdraw our troops if a reasonable and honorable settlement could be reached at the negotiation table. He has also stated many times that he would agree to a conference based on the Geneva Accords of 1954 and/or 1962. It seems to me that if Mr. Gromyko means what he says, and if he represents the official Soviet attitude, as I assume he does, then it appears that the appropriate step for the Soviet Union would be to join with the United Kingdom, its co-chairman on the Geneva Conference, in reconvening that conference to discuss the proposals he has laid down. In line with the statements made by the foreign minister of the Soviet Union, I believe it is fair to ask his government what is preventing it assuming its responsibility under the Geneva Accords to help bring peace to Vietnam and Southeast Asia. The way to the conference table, in my opinion, lies through the exercising of the joint responsibility of the Soviet Union and the United Kingdom as co-chairman in reconvening the Geneva Conference, which could serve as the conference table to consider, to probe, and to find solutions not only to the problem of Vietnam, but to the problem of Southeast Asia as a whole. I am sure that this proposal would not only meet with the approval of the United States, but would also be in accord with the efforts recently suggested by Canada, a member of the International Control Commission, an organization set up under the Geneva Agreement of 1954 for the purpose of patrolling the accords reached at that time. The nations comprising the ICC, namely India, Canada, and Poland, would, I am sure, be very much interested in the reconvening of the Geneva Conference at the earliest date. End.
I'd like to see it. Hearing you read over the phone, there's one or two things that would raise some questions about whether on the other side, when we say we go to a conference, we wouldn't go to a conference and stop everything we were doing, for instance, like bombing, if they continue to bomb us, for instance. We'd have to have some like that. I think your general three things is I could get them about like withdrawing our troops and stopping bombing and having no bases and going to a conference. All of that's true. I would agree with that. I would just want to be very careful that something that would imply was our position or my position that it didn't involve something like the bombing, that we would stop, but they wouldn't, because I could get myself in damn serious trouble.
But we're agreed the bombing would stop on a ceasefire and stand fast basis.
Yes, nothing would please us more than to say to them tomorrow, you stop and we'll stop, we'll get out, you get out, we'll let the United Nations have elections, we'll let the United Nations furnish patrols or troops, we'll do our part, we'll sit down at the conference and negotiate this thing out and do just like we're doing in the Dominican Republic. Let the people select their own folks, and if they go communist, now there's some of them, Key, for instance, thinks they might go communist.
Yep.
Our people think that that there's a 2-to-1 anti-communist. Now, I don't know what it is. I don't know. John Connolly tells me he thinks Texas will go 70-30 on something, and I think it's 70-30 the other way. So we can't tell about those mathematical things. But we're willing, anyway, to do these things that you talk about, as I understand them, in a hurried reading of them. Well, now, what do you propose to make this in a speech?
No, just issue a statement. Mm-hmm. President Johnson, seeking avenues toward the conference table and peace in that war-torn country, has stated many times that if unconditional negotiations were agreed to, the bombing would stop.
Wait a minute, Bill, get over and get on the phone just a second. Bill Moore is sitting here talking to me, and I just want him to read this. I've got to stop the bombing and withdrawing troops. Mike, go ahead.
Now, this is the beginning of the second paragraph. President Johnson, in seeking avenues toward the conference table and peace in that war-torn country, has stated many times that if unconditional negotiations were agreed to, the bombing would stop, and I would put in there, on a ceasefire and stand fast basis. He has also said that we would be very happy to withdraw our troops if a reasonable and honorable settlement could be reached at the negotiation table. He has also stated many times that he would agree to a conference based on the Geneva Accords of 1954 and or 1962.
Now, Bill, on those things, that's all clear. We are willing to stop the bombing if they'll stop.
Right.
We are willing to withdraw our troops once the aggression ceases. Number three, we are willing to go to conference based on Geneva Accord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go ahead.
It seems to me that if Mr. Gromyko means what he says, and if he represents the official Soviet attitude, as I assume he does, then it appears that the appropriate step for the Soviet Union would be to join with the UK, its co-chairman, on the Geneva Conference, in reconvening that conference to discuss the proposals he has laid down. These are three things that he mentioned
in
the 23rd Congress bill. In line with the statements made by the foreign minister of the Soviet Union, I believe it is fair to ask his government what is preventing it assuming its responsibilities under the Geneva Accords to bring peace to Vietnam and Southeast Asia. The way to the conference table, in my opinion, lies through the exercising of the joint responsibility of the Soviet Union and the United Kingdom as co-chairman in reconvening the Geneva Conference, which would serve as the conference table to consider, to probe, and to find solutions, not only to the problem of Vietnam, but to the problem of Southeast Asia as a whole. I am sure that this proposal would not only meet with the approval of the United States, but would also be in accord with the efforts recently suggested by Canada, a member of the International Control Commission, an organization set up under the Geneva Agreement of 54 for the purpose of patrolling the accords reached at that time. The nations comprising the ICC, namely India, Canada, and Poland, would, I am sure, be very much interested in reconvening the Geneva Conference at the earliest date. Now, Bill, to get back before you came on, Gromyko said, according to ticker this morning, I'll read the first paragraph, it's short, at the 23rd Communist Party Congress, Foreign Minister Gromyko stated that the solution to the conflict in Vietnam could be settled if three provisos were agreed to. One, United States to stop bombing North Vietnam. Two, the United States to withdraw its troops. And three, quote, it, the United States, must stop trampling on the Geneva Agreements on Indochina, unquote.
Mm-hmm. I saw that. I heard you on the radio.
Yeah.
It's interesting to know just whether or not he is trying to wedge a new peace under the curtain or not, or is restating just simply an old attitude, and there's some possibility he might be doing the former.
Well, that may be true, Bill, but my idea was to throw this back at him and just say, well, you said this, and what's stopping you? I don't think he will.
Mike, let me have Russ call you right back with Thompson in there so we can coordinate a second before you put out your statement and get any approach that Thompson has to how the Russians would receive it, and it might be a very good thing. And if not, that you could at least have their viewpoint before you said it.
Good enough.
I'll have him call you right back. The three things sound all right with me when you put the conditions there on the bombing that you have.
Yeah.
Because there's not anything that we want more than to find a way to an agreement, and any suggestion that you have at any time helps us, and I need them. As a matter of fact, last week I started just call you up like I used to and say, get on your thinking cap and go off here like Adam Summers used to and walk in the park and come in here and see me. So I'll have them call you in the next 10 minutes, and you just read it to them, and I'll tell them that I'll ask you to do that.
Yeah, now the purpose is, Mr. President, is to reinforce what you've said in response to what Gromyko said at the 23rd Party Congress.
I agree with that.
Okay, Mr. President.
Thank you.